And hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Will Johnson, and we are going to talk about the up and coming election of 2024. When you have the government state media in a frenzy because they see Black people and Hispanic people, two groups that they've been controlling for many, many, many years, even after they come out and they constantly say that, you know, Republicans are racist, President Trump, he's a white supremacist supporter, sympathizer. He said there was good people on both sides. When all of the rhetoric that the left has been pushing out there is starting to fail, it has them in a frenzy. It has them upset. And you know what? President Trump didn't have to do anything. See, when they removed President Trump after 2020, everybody started realizing how bad it really is with the Democrats. A lot of people were saying, well, it wasn't like this when President Trump was in office. Even though you were convincing all of us that President Trump was bad, you were convincing us that President Trump was racist. You said President Trump told us that they're sending all the rapists and murderers over to the country. They're not sending the doctors and the physicians. You're saying that all the Mexicans are coming were rapists, like I just mentioned. But you know what? People are not buying it. The people that used to buy that nonsense, they're not buying it any longer. You know why? Because their pocketbooks are different. When the money is different, their thinking is different. When President Trump was in office and they were making money, they were believing all the stupidity because they didn't have no reason to believe otherwise. Because like everything is great. They're lying to us about President Trump and we're believing it, but I still have money in my pocket. But now things are different. The times have changed. They moved President Trump out the way. You can't blame Trump for your pocketbook being low. You can give him credit for when it was high, but you can't blame him for being low because they removed him out of the way. And now you have these remote locations, not only remote locations, but you have these major cities where so many people, more than they anticipated, they never thought that this much support would show up for President Trump. Because you're supposed to believe the lie. Even though you're struggling and you're going through the worst times ever, you're still supposed to believe the lie. But that's no longer happening. And President Trump, every time he goes and speaks, they try to pull something out and try to make it look like President Trump is being racist again or he's calling for violence. Remember the whole bloodbath? You notice that story kind of died down after it came out that it's like, okay, all of y'all said the same thing. And President Trump was only talking about the auto industry. But you know they're still going to use it, you know, going up to the November of the 2024 election. They're going to use bloodbath. They're going to use January the 6th. They're going to use abortion. They're going to use a same sex even. They're going to use everything under the sun to try to convince you not to support President Trump. But they're upset because it's not working. And I've been saying this a lot here the last couple of weeks. Why aren't you changing your mind? And you know the reason why you're not changing your mind? Because you are not stupid. they really think that you are stupid. See, they keep thinking it, even though they see that you're not. But they still keep trying. I mean, I guess you can't blame them for trying, right? Because that's what they do. I mean, just imagine you think demons come from hell and they start acting like they're going to be really nice and be like, okay, well, you know what? I'm not going to do all this demonic stuff any longer. I'm just going to be nice. No, they can't. Their whole thing is being demonic. That's what they are. That's who they are. Same thing with the Democrat Party and all of those that have that same mentality. Listen to this little short clip of President Trump straight up saying what needs to be said. And everything that he's saying in this clip has all of them upset. And of course, they're trying to say that he's racist. Why? Because he's wanting to deport criminals, not people come legally into the country. President Trump has already made it clear. You are welcome wherever you are in the country, in the world, except for terrorist nations, of course. But other than that, you are welcome. Come, just come through the front door. Do it the right way. But see, the Democrats, they don't want you to come in the right way because they have a sinister agenda.
I'm president. Instead of trying to send the state of Texas a restraining order, I will send them reinforcements. They're going to get reinforcements. They're doing a good job. And I'll use all necessary military and law enforcement resources to defend the United States of America. We're going to be very strong. And within moments of my inauguration, we will begin the largest deportation operation in American history. We have no choice. We have no choice. We have no choice.
We have no choice. And they're saying, oh, my goodness, he's just going to deport all these children. I'm telling you, this is what they're going to say. I haven't heard him say it yet. But they're going to say he's going to deport all these children, all these innocent children. They don't care about the children. They want the children so they can do whatever demonic thing they've been doing to these children. 400,000 children missing. That's modern day slavery. And guess who's doing it? The Democrat Party. They're the ones doing it. Well, let's look at this one. Joe Biden shows up in Phoenix, Arizona, and he's there to pander. That's all he's doing. He's pandering, trying to reel in the Hispanic vote. That's all he's doing. Watch. Look at this. Joe Biden and this lady behind here, shame on her for not recognizing. But, you know, there's still a lot of people out there that are suffering from TDS. But listen, well, she's on here doing a speech, trying to lift him up, and he just wanders off. Watch.
Progress together, but we know that there is still work to be done, which is why we are going to organize like never before and ensure we are turning out the vote. And we know that, you know, there's so much at stake and that Donald Trump continues to pose a threat in so many ways. He continues to spew racist rhetoric and to devalue our community. But we know that the president's vision.
Hold on. This dude look like he's in a retirement home. I mean, does he not realize where he is? I mean, he couldn't wait. This dude is acting like he's in a retirement home. Oh, look at the kitty. Look at the kitty. I mean, there is something truly wrong with Joe Biden. Nothing, you know, okay, there's nothing wrong with acknowledging the kid. And, you know, this is how the left are going to spin it. Oh, he's just being Joe. He's like a grandfather figure, right? He's a grandfather. Of course he sees a little kid. He's going to want to go over there and touch on the little kid and be around the little kid. Of course he is. That's just Joe. You know what? It'd be one thing if dude didn't have these pedophile tendencies, but he does. Dude, there's something truly wrong with this dude.
And you know what else? I want to draw a huge comparison between Biden and Trump. Look at the events that Biden is going to. There's very few people there compared to the mass.
Oh, yeah. Trump
has to get stadiums,
yes.
And people still can't fit in there. They're still outside. There's very little excitement for Biden.
Yeah, very little. And they're all looking at him like, what is this dude doing? He just wanders off. Like, you know,
values his commitment to faith, family, and hard work are what's going to continue to propel the Latino vote this election cycle.
Well, folks, I have to tell you straight up, I like y'all, but I couldn't resist that little babe.
See, they say, I like y'all, but I couldn't resist that little baby. He's there pandering. That's all that he's doing. He's there to pander because he doesn't care. He doesn't care at all.
Well, he can have a more lucid conversation with the baby than he can with adults. So that was really about his level.
So give me a demonstration how he would talk to the little baby. Yeah, exactly.
And we go to the mic and talks to us like that. We're like, what is wrong with him?
Yeah, he still think he's talking to the kid. A good, good, good. Want to pinch your cheek? A good. I mean, really. Well, so listen, he's pandering. Well, listen to this young man. This young man used to live in California, but moved to Florida. He had to move his business to Florida because California crushed everything. Watch this.
And on all the Latino friends that I have, everybody that has been waiting in line to get across the border, it's no longer Mexicans that are trying to get across the border. It's everybody from every other country. And it's just, I feel bad for our country right now. People need to stand up and make their vote be heard. If their votes aren't going to be heard, I don't know what's going to happen next for our country. And it's really hard for me because being a blue-collared man with three boys and the future of them, I got to make sure I stand up and let my voice be heard. That's why I'm on here with you, Jesse, and thank you for letting me to be on with you tonight.
Of course, Tito. We'll always welcome on Jesse Waters Primetime. You just heard President Donald Trump, former president, spell out the entrepreneurial pitch. I'm a businessman. I was good for business in my 4 years. Is that sticking?
Well, you know, I think it really comes down to the things that when I lived in Huntington Beach, California, I had five businesses. And you got to understand, I've known Donald Trump since 2000. I fought his casino at the Trump Taj Mahal. I worked on the Celebrity Apprentice with him. And to see what type of businessman he was, what type of father he was, what type of patriot he is for this country, for a billionaire to step up for this country and willing to risk everything to protect this country, my hat's off to him. And I will support him till he's no longer around. And that's...
You know what? That's so profound.
So profound.
Because President Trump is risking everything. Look, they're talking about confiscating his buildings. Yeah. They're trying to deplete him of every asset that he has. They're even discussing talking about trying to take Mar-a-Lago from him. They're talking about taking. And you know what? This basically what they're doing. You know how the United States of America will put sanctions on other countries where they freeze all their assets. This is what they're doing to President Trump. They're doing this to try to prevent him from continuing on. I mentioned this the other day, that everything that they have going against President Trump, it should come to a complete halt. Why? Because the people have spoken. The people say that we want President Trump to represent us going into the November election. So all of this other stupid stuff should be put on hold. Why is it not being put on hold? Why is it not? That's what I want to say. If it was the other way around and the Democrats were screaming, oh my goodness, look, you got all this stuff going after him. You should put all this on hold because we selected him to represent us. And what are you trying to do? Trying to prevent him from winning? Trying to prevent us from voting for him? See, Republicans wouldn't do this. Never in the history of this nation have we ever put someone in a position that the Democrats have put President Trump in. Never before. And this is a clear indication that the United States of America is in the middle of a civil war. It's in the middle of the second civil war. They are going after our leader. He's the leader of this country, the one that we want. The one that we want. And they're trying to take my vote away, trying to take your vote away from voting for Donald J. Trump. That's what they're doing. And they're trying to do it to us. We can't let them win. We have to fight them every step of the way. Believe that. Not going to give up. I'm not going to give up.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist.